episode 582, with failure comes success.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? I pray you've had a marvelous weekend. And guess what? It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. A time just to chill out, moms. We need that time. We need that break. The excuse of, okay, it's all right to care for me. I wanted to chat with you just for a few moments because I'm coming off of my vacation time. I'm actually traveling right now in the car. It's a 24-hour drive from the beach back home up north. And as much as I love vacation time, I dread also getting back into routine. As I began thinking about how the school year's around the corner and we're trying to hustle and bustle everything that we need to get done, and pretty soon we're going to be thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas, we need to stop for a moment and allow ourselves to say, you know what? I've done a good job. And maybe I'm not perfect, but I've done a good job. With failure comes success. You don't always have to be right, Mom. You don't always have to be right as the wife. But we like to play that card and say, uh-huh, I told you so. But that's not a good card to play. And we play it all the time. And the problem is it trumps who we are to become. We end up hiding behind things that really don't even need to exist. We allow excuses to come into our lives. We allow it to frame who we are. With failure comes success. And so today I just wanted to come to you from the road, literally, and say, I want you to know it's okay to not get it right. It's okay not to be perfect. It's okay to own up in front of your children and say, Mama didn't have this one right. I totally failed it. Because you see, we're teaching something, a life lesson that goes beyond any other textbook that we can give them. Sometimes failure can actually be success. I know. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense maybe right now as you're trying to sit here and wrap your brain around it. And maybe it's because I'm recording late. But it's important to know that, yes, because when we learn from our failures, we gain success. And it's hard because you there, sweet, beautiful woman of impact, you look at yourself in the mirror and you harp on yourself. You say negative things to yourself. You say, oh, I wish I was further along than what I should be, or I should have done that differently. Well, maybe you should have, but you can't play the should have, would have, could have cards. You see, with failure comes success. Now, understand, that doesn't mean that it's an excuse for you just to not give it your 100%. You got to give life your all because what you put in, you're going to get out. And sometimes that means we have to make that extra effort. Think about your life and what you're doing right now. Okay, this is about you today. And I know for me, I'm a little tired. Why? I've been out in the sun a lot. And I can tell you, I have soaked up my vitamin D. But I also know that in having my relaxation time, time that I have specifically set aside for my family, going, you know what? These are the goals for the week, and that's to be with my family. I actually left my phone in the hotel room. Why? To not be disturbed or not even at all be to the point of, oh my gosh, I've got to answer that email. I didn't want to be tempted. Now, maybe I missed a few things. And if you're one who contacted me during this past, you know, 5 to 7, 8 days, I apologize. But I've been with my family, so I'm not going to totally apologize because I want you spending time with your family. Family's important. Relationships are important. But sometimes we have to understand our own boundaries. And with that, sometimes comes failure. But it also breeds success. And when you stop long enough to understand that and put it into focus into your life, it makes a little more sense. So let me give you some ways, some examples that you can actually put this into practice. So when with failure comes success. One area, let's think about diet. We all want to be healthy. Why wait till the new year? We don't need to wait till the new year to become healthy. We can begin to make healthy choices right now. We can walk more. I didn't say run, just walk. We can begin to eat more green vegetables. We can eat more fresh fruits. We can eat meats that are good for us, not just because they've been deep fried in this toxic oil that we love so much and it smells so good because that's what we're used to. But we can change it up a little bit and begin to cook our foods in fat, good fat for ourselves, like avocado and coconut oil, yummy, yummy, macadamia nut oil, all great oils. And stay away from the vegetable oils, not so good. But you know what? Even on vacation, I got to tell you, I didn't exactly eat 100% healthy. I had a few extra sweet treats that I don't normally have. Why? Because I can. And in fact, we were driving and one of the kiddos in the back said, "Mom, why are there so many candy shops around here? There's like everywhere you turn, there's a candy shop." And my wonderful husband and father of to my five beautiful children, of course, said, "Well, it's because when you go on vacation, everything goes out the door. We don't pay attention to any rules." Well, if you think about it that way, that's failure. But I also know that when I allowed myself to have a couple sweet treats on my vacation, I also know that when I get back home, I'm even going to be more diligent and more confident in what I'm doing. Not because I want to be a certain number on the scale, not because I want to look a certain way, but I want to feel and I want to be productive in my life. I have a purpose and I have a passion and God has given it to me and He wants to push me. And so, yeah, I gave myself a little bit of a break. Some would call that a failure. But I don't see it necessarily as a failure. But it is a way that's going to lead me to success. So just because you don't always get your diet right doesn't mean you're not working on your diet and being healthy. You can. So when you fall off the wagon, just get right back on. Don't wait for the next Monday because it's Tuesday and you fell off Wednesday and you think, "Oh, I'll start again Monday." Nope. Next opportunity you start. That's what you do. With failure comes success. What about discipline? Disciplining your children. Oh, that's a hard one. And no, we're not going to talk about what's right or wrong. Should I spank? Should I put in time out? Should I take electronics away? How long do I ground them? You know, do I take away chores or do I add chores? No, we're not going into that part of it. But I do want you to think about discipline in how you raise your child. How do you teach them right from wrong? With failure comes success. So you know they're going to fall down. Well, some of their failures may be, in the long run, have huge consequences that are negative. Well, maybe then you need to discipline accordingly. But if it's something where it's very minor that probably in the long run isn't going to be so detrimental to their well-being, then maybe the discipline you can, you know, pull back a little bit. Again, it's your perspective. You're the parent. You have to consider the rules, but you also need to understand that with failure comes success. And you can discipline according to that. You can figure out, okay, well, maybe they didn't get that perfect score on that test that they so studied for, but they did really good and they got the B-. That's better than failing. They could have put a little bit more effort into it, but who's really suffering more right now? They are. Your child is. You may be feeling the burn a little bit because you're like, "Why didn't you study harder? You knew that information." So grounding them for 2 weeks, do you think that really is going to help them become successful? Maybe not. Maybe them actually being able to fail and learning from that is actually going to lead them to their success in the long run. With failure comes success. What about your business you've been working on? You're an amazing entrepreneur. You are wanting to begin to really develop your business. You're becoming a CEO. No longer is what you're doing have anything to do with a hobby. This is a business. But you haven't gotten everything done the way you wanted it to. In fact, maybe you spent a little extra money than planned in the budget. Well, technically, you went over budget. Technically, that's a failure. But with failure comes success. It's okay, maybe, that you went over a little bit, because guess what? The next time something comes up and it involves your finances with your budget in your business, do you think you're going to think twice about it? Oh, yes, you will. With failure comes success. So don't dwell upon what you just totally maybe destroyed initially, what you think is the end of the world, which really it's not, but it seems like at that moment, it's the end of the world. Understand that with failure comes success. Learn from it. Grow from it. What about your marriage? Man, that marriage is a tough one. Relationships takes work. It takes so much work, so much effort, so much energy. And I know even for me, I get tired. And there are days that I just want to go like, okay, can we just stop? I want to stop working on this because, well, I just need a break. And when that happens, usually we mess up. Maybe we say something, we're a little extra grouchy and we really shouldn't be. You know, we have more of that cat type of attack than, oh, honey, I'm sorry, how can I be more supportive? We're human. That's okay. With failure comes success. So don't beat yourself up over it, but learn from it. Grow from it. No marriage is perfect. And if they are presenting themselves that they have a perfect marriage, then you need to wonder really what they're on, because you know deep down there's no perfect marriage. It all takes work. But your marriage is worth that effort. It is worth that energy. God wants to see it thrive. But he also understands that you don't have all the answers. And because we're here on earth, we're going to have mess ups. And it's going to get messy. And it's okay. Because with failure comes success. Press on. What about your finances? And no, not just finances for your business, which we just talked about a couple minutes ago. But your finances in paying off your debt. Maybe your goal this year was to be debt free. And you're looking at it going, oh my gosh, it's mid-August of 2016. How many months? We're in the eighth month. That means I only have four left. And we're not even halfway to being debt free. You're probably freaking out a little bit. And maybe you go back and you look at things going, oh my gosh, I spent money here and I spent money there. And well, did I really need to spend money there? And you begin to question. Yeah, those are failures. But what is it going to do? How is it serving you to beat yourself up over it? Allowing yourself to only drag yourself down deeper and deeper in the sinking sand instead of saying, you know what? Yeah, I messed up. So what can I do differently? How can I make this failure, this oopsie, become success? Because with failure comes success. Don't try and rush through life thinking that you got it all right. Don't rush through life thinking that you got it all wrong. Because you don't have either. You got both. And in order to have the success, you got to have failures. The Olympics are happening. And I look at those and I think, oh my gosh, how many times have these athletes fallen short of their goals? Probably hundreds of times, maybe even thousands of times, depending upon how many times they have been an athlete in what they do. With failure comes success. Don't give up on who you are becoming. Becoming your best selfie is going to take failures. I fail all the time. I get grouchy. I get grumpy. Ask my kids. Ask my husband. I sometimes don't want to do things. Why? Because I just don't want to. We all have those moments. But if we're honest about them and we can actually have open conversations and saying, you know what? I need a time out. I need a break. Just don't talk to me right now because I'm going to say something I may regret. Or I can't make that decision right now. How many of you have been placed in a position where you've needed to make a crucial decision and your mind is just so full of the stuff of life? You feel like you're a stuffed animal and you can't see clearly. Why force yourself into a decision that most likely is going to lead to failure anyway, instead of just saying, you know what, right now the answer is no. And if they can accept that and honor you and say, okay, I get that, then, you know, maybe it's not a yes anyway. Maybe it's a situation you shouldn't be in. With failure comes success. This also goes to your relationship with Jesus Christ. And this is definitely on a personal level. But you know, it's about being real and raw. It's important that you have that connection with Christ. You know, you're not always talking to him like he wants you to. But anytime you want to knock on his door, he's there to listen. He has his arms open wide for you every single day. And you don't have to make an appointment. You have a red line to him. Don't pretend that you know what you're doing in life. Don't walk it alone. Don't act like you've got it all figured out. With failure comes success. And with Christ by your side, you'll always be successful. So ponder today where you are, as in how you see yourself as a successful woman. Where do you fit in? Are you judging yourself too hard? Are you putting these rules upon yourself because that's how you were brought up, or that's how your mom was raised, or your dad was raised, or your grandma was raised? Are you putting unnecessary pressure on you to have to be perfect? To be the woman that always says, I'm busy and I've got it all together because I am Superwoman. Well, you can keep trying to put that front on, but I'm here to tell you it will wear on you very fast. And I don't think it's time for you to be 6 feet under yet. God has bigger plans for you. So enjoy your moments of failure. I know that sounds strange, but when I say enjoy them, learn from them. Understand how they are shaping you, not defining you, but shaping you. Learn from those mistakes, those failures, because it's only going to breed you success. I pray you have a sweet spirit Sunday. I pray that this is a start of a splendid week filled with absolute joy. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.